1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's the United Way Perth Huron campaign, and joining us in studio with an update on so many things happening, Christian Sainsbury is here. Good morning, Christian. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jamie.
Well, we've got the campaign well underway. I know looking back, the Stratford kickoff was such a fun and great community event. It was great to see everybody out for that, for sure.
Really was. The energy was fantastic. And I mean, you really can't go wrong when the weather cooperates like that in September, right?
Exactly. So we know the campaign goal is $2,529,770. How are we doing so far? We're just getting things underway here.
We're just getting underway, but we're off to a really good start, feeling super promising. So far, we've raised over $646,000. So really big shout out and thanks to everyone who's already donated to the campaign.
Fantastic. And really, especially with United Way Perth Huron, is talking about local issues and dealing with local issues.
It is local issues. All of the money that's raised stays in Huron and Perth. We have local campaign chairs in each of the communities raising funds for their community. So those funds stay to help actually address the issues right at home. Things like poverty, housing and homelessness, mental health and food insecurity. And we know that these needs are, you know, increasing as costs get more and more expensive.
All right. And we've got some great initiatives going on with United Way Perth Huron, including a 50-50 draw. Is that right?
That's right. So we have a 50-50 draw. And as you all know, it is dependent on people buying tickets to make the pot lucrative. So the more you buy, the more you can win. So they're only going to be online available until October 31st.
Right.
And all of the money goes to United Way and helping reduce poverty and come up with local solutions.
And some great deals here. You got one for $5, three for $10, 10 for $20, or 50 for $50. There you go.
It's a great deal. I think it's closing in on $1,000, the pot that you would split, but we want to see that. I mean, ideally, wouldn't you want to win $5,000, $10,000? So buy your tickets.
Fantastic. So only online. You must be 18 plus to buy tickets. And again, you can head to the website for full details on that. And speaking of which, we've chatted with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. With the Stratford Festival, there are still great savings and great deals with United Way Perth Huron at the Stratford Festival.
Yeah, you can go to our website to buy the tickets there at perthhuronunitedway.ca. And this has been a great partnership with the festival over the last few years. We're really grateful to them for partnering. $15 from every ticket you purchase comes back to support the United Way. And the ticket prices are a really great deal. The musical performances around $50 or $67, depending on, you know, where you select your seats. And that's for things like Annie, which I don't know if you've seen that yet, but you need to go see that play. There's so many great plays on the playbill, and if you haven't had a chance to get out, I really encourage you to do this.
Oh, without a doubt, Annie. And again, you can get deals on As You Like It, Annie, Sense and Sensibility, Dangerous Liaisons, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which is so much fun, Anne of Green Gables, and Mackers or Macbeth, whatever you want to say.
And the set in Macbeth, like, unbelievable. It's also worth seeing.
Oh, without a doubt. Another stellar season. So again, these are United Way Perth Huron savings at Stratford Festival, so you can go to perthhuron.unitedway.ca and get details on that. And Kristen, while we also have you here, United Way Youth and Action Grants are accepting applications. What is this all about?
So this is really actually, it's a program that's been in the United Way for a number of years, and it's really meant to encourage youth to start thinking socially and thinking about how they can actually have a role in addressing challenges within their communities. So it's for youth age 14 to 24, and they have to come up with programs that'll engage their peers. And, you know, I think all of us can look around and see that there are a lot of pressures on youth these days and a lot of challenges with youth. And who better to help come up with solutions to those problems but other youth? So the program's available. You have to submit an application. The deadline will be October 20th, and the grants are up to $1,200 for a project.
Yeah.
So basically, you come up with your project idea, explain how it's going to meet all the criteria, and then there's a committee that would review that.
Yeah, and this has been quite a success story, if you will, these Youth in Action Grants, because there's been some great programs or programming or great ideas that young people have engaged in. It's been great.
Yeah, and I think that they don't always think about the difference that they can make, or that a small contribution like $1,200 can do to seed an idea and a program that's going to grow into something permanent.
Yeah, there you go. Again, it's a United Way Perth Huron. The campaign is underway. Kristen, anything else on the go? My goodness, there's lots to talk about for sure.
No, there's lots more on the go, but maybe we'll save that for the next visit.
Fair enough. Say hi to John for us again with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.